Matthew chapter 5. And when he saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. Blessed are you when they reproach and persecute you, and while speaking lies, say every evil thing against you because of me. Rejoice and exult, for your reward is great in the heavens. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, with what shall it be salted? It is no longer good for anything except to be cast out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. It is impossible for a city situated upon a mountain to be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and place it under the bushel, but on the lampstand, and it shines to all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in the heavens. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, one iota or one seraph shall by no means pass away from the law until all come to pass. Therefore, whoever annuls one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called the least in the kingdom of the heavens. But whoever practices and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of the heavens. For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall by no means enter into the kingdom of the heavens. You have heard that it was said to the ancients, You shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to the judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Reka, shall be liable to the judgment of the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, Mora, shall be liable to the Gehenna of fire. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar, and first go and be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Be well disposed quickly toward your opponent at law, while you are with him on the way, lest the opponent deliver you to the judge, and the judge to the officer, and you be thrown into prison. Truly I say to you, you shall by no means come out from there until you pay the last quadrants. You have heard that it was said, You shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman in order to lust after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So if your right eye stumbles you, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into Gehenna. And if your right hand stumbles you, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to pass away into Gehenna. And it was said, Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries her who has been divorced commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to the ancients, You shall not break an oath, but you shall render to the Lord your oaths. But I tell you not to swear at all, neither by heaven, because it is the throne of God, nor by the earth, because it is the footstool of his feet, nor unto Jerusalem, because it is the city of the great King. Neither shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your word be yes, yes, no, no. For anything more than these is of the evil one. You have heard that it was said, An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist him who is evil. Rather, whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. And to him who wishes to sue you and take your tunic, yield to him your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. To him who asks of you, give. And from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. You have heard that it was said, You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may become sons of your Father who is in the heavens, because he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what better thing are you doing? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You, therefore, shall be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect.